Hello and welcome to an episode of Kill James Bond. It's me, as always, Devon, and I'm joined today by my good friend Abigail Thorne.
Hello.
And no Alice.
I'm scared.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do without an Alice.
This is like mum's gone on a night out and then she's like, there's pizza in the oven, just don't burn the house down. She's left us a DVD to watch, which was an educational program, but we've swapped it out with the Akira Kurosawa classic Seven Samurai.
Well, the thing is, we've done like two host things before. Like me and Alice have done a few Double Dragons. You and Alice have had like a girls' night before. Mm. We've never even considered trying to do one without Alice.
And I'm not really sure how it's going to go, but like... listeners, Alice was involved in an explosive sexual accident. She was having sex with three or more, 10 out of 10 baddies, and somehow contracted COVID.
Yeah, this was during the Trash Future Spit in My Mouth tour, which it turns out if enough people do that, you might contract the novel coronavirus.
Yeah. Have you heard of this? The novel coronavirus? It's
no, me no. personally, no. Still haven't ever caught it.
No, same.
So, weak. Alice won't be being allowed back because this is a no COVID zone. If you've ever had it, you're done. You're out.
What's actually happened is she's been called in for her annual review by our employers, MI5, and she's had to miss that.
So. Yeah, it's a shame, but I mean, she'll do well. She's been fantastic at
she's
saying
great,
things that very strongly imply she has security clearance without outright confirming it.
She killed all those people too, which I think they're really happy with.
The second one's easier,
we'll
I hear.
So
the thing is Alice very much did leave us with a DVD in the player because she suggested this one.
I think this was your pick.
It's my bonus pick, and we did two Westerns, and I was trying to like think about how we can do like a Devon mode twist on a Western, and I was thinking about like Seven, Magnificent Seven, or like Sukiyaki Western Django, or something like that. And she was like, "What about Seven Samurai?" And I was like, "Fucking great call, perfect choice." So we watched the 3.5 hour Akira Kurosawa masterpiece that is Seven Samurai.
I hope someone does.
Oh, not that one. Which one? Hang on. Shit.
Come.
Fuck. Release. Leave all of that. Leave all of that. They get to see how the sausage is made in this one.
Okay, so as Dev mentioned, this film is 3.5 hours long.
That's right.
It was made in 1954. The whole thing's in black and white and Japanese, but with subtitles because we refused to go entirely Japanese.
That's right.
And basically, it's apparently one of the most influential movies of all time, mainly because I think it was one of the first times they ever tried making a movie good.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I did a lot of reading about this, and that's sort of what it seems like, is that this is the first time that they did like a assembling the team type opener.
Yeah. And also just things like having multiple cameras, having editing. So I think basically you had like footage of the train on the screen and we're all scared and we run away. And then we have Laurence Olivier's production of Henry V. And then we have this. And then we've invented good movies.
And they were like, oh, thank Christ. Someone's figured out how to make a good movie. Mm-hmm. It opens with a great deal of Japanese text on a screen that isn't subtitled. And I've written, God, I hope none of that's useful or necessary for me. Mm-hmm. But I think it was all credit, so we're good. And it opens with the line, peaceable people live in terror of the thunder of hooves. Because we're in the Civil War of feudal Japan.
1586, motherfucker, Japan.
1586. And there are roving samurai wandering around the place. There are hundreds of villages whose primary purpose is to like grow various
filth
crops.
Yeah.
Hang around in the mud, things like that. They're the peasants from Monty Python.
And then there's bandits in cool hats and eye patches. Who immediately ride up and do the Van Helsing thing of announcing their plan, which is very helpful.
Perfect. So and their plan is, we'll be back later.
A group of bandits ride up and they're like, this is the ticking clock for this movie. Yeah!
They roll up to the village and they're like, we've made it to the village. Let's come back after the barley harvest, actually.
Come back at the end of Act 2. Yeah!
They're like, fuck. Fortunately, Act 2 is in